WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. Every morning, we're diving into stoic rituals that can supercharge your day and set you up for success. Today, we're tackling a big one. Focus on personal development. Ever feel like life's just throwing stuff at you, and you're barely keeping your head above water? Like there's this constant stream of emails, notifications, to-dos, and people needing something from you. We've all been there, right? But here's the secret sauce. Personal development isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about intentionally carving out space to become the best version of you. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite game. You're not just grinding for points, you're learning new skills, unlocking hidden potential, and ultimately enjoying the journey more. So, how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways to get your personal development engine roaring. First, identify your values. What truly matters to you? Is it creativity, helping others, mastering a skill, or something else entirely? Once you know your core values, they become your guiding stars. Everything else flows from there. Second, set SMART goals. No more vague aspirations like be happier. We're talking specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. Want to learn a new language? Tool. Make it specific. Learn basic conversational Spanish by December. Makes it real, right? Third, embrace continuous learning. This doesn't have to be formal education, it's about being curious, exploring new ideas, and challenging your assumptions. Read a book outside your comfort zone, take an online course, or just strike up a conversation with someone who has a different perspective. Fourth, cultivate self-reflection. This is where the magic happens. Take time each day to journal, meditate, or simply sit in silence and reflect on your thoughts and actions. This helps you understand your patterns, identify areas for growth, and stay grounded in your values. Finally, celebrate small wins. Personal development is a marathon, not a sprint. So, acknowledge those little victories along the way, finishing a chapter, mastering a new skill, or simply sticking to your goals. These moments of celebration fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Think of it like this. If your personal development journey was a video game, every step forward is leveling up, unlocking new skills, and getting closer to that ultimate victory screen. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, family, and trying to squeeze in some me time. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, like there's never enough hours in the day. But then she decides to prioritize personal development. She starts with identifying her values, creativity, connection with loved ones, and self-growth. Next, she sets SMART goals. Take a pottery class once a week, have dedicated family dinners 3 times a week, and read for 30 minutes each day. She even finds time for daily meditation, just 5 minutes before bed. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling the difference. She's more focused, less stress, and genuinely enjoying her life more. The pottery class sparks her creativity, family dinners become cherished moments, and those few minutes of meditation give her a sense of calm she hasn't felt in ages. So, remember, personal development isn't some mystical journey reserved for superheroes or gurus. It's about taking small, intentional steps every day to align your actions with your values, learn, grow, and become the best version of yourself. You have the power within you. All right, folks, let's recap. We talked about identifying your core values, setting SMART goals, embracing continuous learning, practicing self-reflection, and celebrating those small wins along the way. Remember, personal development isn't a destination, it's an ongoing adventure. Now, I want to hear from you. What are you doing to prioritize personal development? Share your thoughts, experiences, or even your biggest challenges in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other on this journey of growth. Until next time, stay focused, stay strong, and never stop leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.